When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But it doesn't say t-shirt. Pocket on dress shirt, nice. Pocket on t-shirt, dumb.
What are you talking about? No.
What you gonna put there?
Stuff? Whatever I have.
Lemon packets?
A check?
A check?
A check.
Check.
You know you put that in your back pocket. What? Quit playing.
No, I put it here.
That, pocket ain't big enough to hold your check.
Oh, yeah.
That is interesting. Pocket on a t-shirt as valuable as a pocket on a button-down.
No, button-down's where it's at.
I'm not against
button-down. I ain't much on button-down.
I like pockets. The more pockets you have, the better.
What's that?
You don't have to wear a backpack.
I disagree. Yeah, I like pocket back.
I respectfully disagree.
I like pockets.
You don't want pockets on a button. You want a pocket
to have your pocket knife in.
No, I want a pocket on a button down, like a fishing shirt.
Yeah.
The Columbia PFGs, the Magellans, everybody that makes one of them things.
Why you want a button down?
Because I can put my phone up there in it. Because it's got a zipper.
Oh, hey, you can put your phone in your pocket.
Your breath,
on your britches.
Well, no, I can't.
On a t-shirt.
I can't because I ain't got no rear end to hold my britches up. I put my pocket, my phone in my pocket, my pants go to the ground.
Well, look, I can't have it. You got a rear end problem.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is, boys.
But a pocket on a cotton t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. No.
It don't do nothing but give me a raw left nipple. That's it.
Well, there you go.
Chest pockets on t-shirts.
Is there anything in that pocket right now?
No, there's nothing in that pocket.
But
what good is it?
You know why? Because then he bends over, it'll fall out.
No. Yeah. But in case I have something to put into it, like these.
He's got an arrowhead in his pocket.
Boy, you got to watch it though when you bend over.
Be careful.
You bend over wrong, you get stabbed.
Yeah. Falls on your foot.
You're the man that cut nipple instead of just a one that's rubbed.
You're the man that broke a rib getting a Coke out of the ice chest. I don't think you want something that sharp at close to your chest.
Oh no, I ain't broken no rib. I cracked two ribs.
That's what I said, a rib.
I wasn't getting a Coke.
He broke a rib.
I had such a big crappie, boys. Hey, put him in a cooler.
Yeah, to get a Coca-Cola out.
I was actually throwing a crappie in there, but I was turned in a bad position.
Yeah, it was in
you
my
gotta watch, hey, you got to watch positions. It'll pop bones.
Popping bones.
Yeah, boys.
According to the interwebs, the interweb. Pockets on t-shirts arose because of the decline of waistcoats, which I didn't know what that was.
A waistcoat.
A waistcoat, which is just a vest. So Al doesn't need pockets on t-shirts.
But they got a little pocket, the vest do.
And more people started wearing t-shirts as outerwear, so they had to put a pocket on it.
I'm gonna paraphrase what I just heard. In the 50s and the 60s, people figured out vest wasn't it. Here we are in the 2020s, and Al said, you know what I need?
Bringing it back, baby.
T-shirt with a pocket on it.
No, he needs a vest. That's why he doesn't need a t-shirt.
I will say this, in the order of things that I hate or not dislike, I'm going to put the vest. He's down there.
It's a
They're fine during hunting season.
Yeah.
But your torso warm.
Yeah, during the summer.
Yeah, and then your arms are free to move pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you look at our compadres when you wear one.
They look good.
Well, they camo. A vest? Camo.
A vest, yeah.
It looks good?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It does. Hey, the Cowboys in the Cowboy days, they had a vest.
That's a leather vest. That's tight.
Well, I'm talking about, they look spiffy.
Yeah, okay? It's not a zipper spandex vest.
I don't know about all the spandex vest, y'all. Is that the type Al wears?
It's got to be something because it's stretching.
Oh, it's stretching? Oh, okay.
You know, we went to
the fabric. Fabric is always being tested.
From
in other words,
on a t-shirt
to the fabric's being tested.
Now we're at the spandex stage.
You just don't understand how much money Al is getting paid to test and vest. That's what it is.
We can't make it 20 episodes without bringing up Al Robertson
and his vest.
I can't help it. They just got back from vacation and they posting all them pictures from the beach.
Is he wearing social media right now?
Yeah, okay. Maybe he's wearing a waistcoat.
I don't know what.
Oh, hey, he may have a waistcoat.
What's the definition of a waistcoat?
But from the ones I've seen,
a vest. Yeah.
A sleeveless upper body garment.
A sleeveless upper body garment.
Commonly known as
the vest.
But Guy, when you was on vacation, what'd you do?
I sat on the beach with my woman. It ain't the funnest thing to do.
But, no offense, Miss Paula.
But she loves it. Therefore, I love it.
Well,
that's a good man there.
You just sat there under your portable shade tree and
sat under my portable shade tree and watched people.
You have a portable shade tree?
Yeah.
Well, umbrella.
Yeah, umbrella.
Well, you got to have that to watch people.
That makes me nervous.
Yeah, I'm sitting in my chair.
You got to have that to watch people.
I did get out in the ocean and swam.
TT,
yeah. That's what most of them do.
That's what most of them do.
You be watching them. They'll go out there about waist deep, and they stop, and they fiddle with the water a little bit with their hands, and then they come back in.
If I was there, I'd be screaming, hey, quit being in the water.
Well, you're going to have to scream it all day.
Yeah, because that's what they do. Well,
that's what everybody does.
Hey, quit that.
At the beach?
Yeah.
Are you not supposed to pee in the ocean?
Hey, no, you can't.
You ain't supposed to pee in the pool either, but people do.
No, you shouldn't pee in the pool. I'm telling you what they do.
Well, I know. Everybody just swims around.
Why you think the chlorine's in there, son?
Wait, did you just say you can't if you're pregnant?
Wait, what?
What did you say about peeing in the ocean? You can't what?
I said swim around it.
I don't know.
But that was close. You were close.
I thought you said you can't if you're pregnant.
Well, I know. My woman can't hear neither.
How do you know when to swim around it?
It's when you hit them warm currents.
Yeah, them warm currents.
Warm in general,
though.
No, this wasn't where I was at.
It's cold.
Where were you?
That first little deal. I was down there in the blue water.
He was in the blue water.
So you weren't in Alabama.
I wasn't.
That's where them big marlin.
I went on past that. I went by our Buc-ee's.
Did you stop?
Oh, didn't stop. McCullough didn't.
You went by Buc-ee's.
Let me tell you what. You wouldn't have stopped neither.
Oh, it was
that many people.
It was a line on the exit.
There's a reason
to get in it.
The exit was backed up.
That's right. It wasn't enough to turn off.
No, I said I'm with you.
I'd have said.
But I was curious about them 159,000 bathroom stalls they got in that thing. I bet they was all full.
Well, when they go to the beach, they take the whole crew, don't they?
I was trying to see if Al wore a vest on the beach. He didn't. I'm looking at the photos.
Yeah, they were supposed to go. They don't never go the week.
Did you leave the country?
No, I didn't.
No, he was in Florida.
Florida.
I know where he was at. I mean, I know the state. I don't know where he was at.
I went on a catamaran ride.
Did you?
That
was pretty neat.
You got one on a what ride?
Catamaran.
A catamaran? What's a catamaran?
Captain Pam.
What's a catamaran?
It's a boat in three parts hooked together on top.
Like a tritune.
Yeah.
Almost.
That's a great definition.
Had living quarters in the middle one.
Oh, top.
Them things are smooth. They don't fall out of money like them.
No, they just ride.
Why is it stupid?
They glide.
It's a sailboat.
She said they went to Bahamas and that thing took them 21 days.
To get to the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Boy, it ain't that far.
She said she figured it'd be 2 weeks.
It is if you start on this side of Florida.
It was bad storms and all that.
Yeah. They got caught in Key West.
Is there a bunch of seaweed down there right now? That's the rumor.
The sargassum weed?
Well, the sargassum reef.
It was the week before we got there.
Is it gone now?
Pretty much.
That's good news. I'm going.
Some of it come up in there.
Did you catch any fish?
I didn't go fishing.
You didn't buy your fishing pole?
I started to, but I kept watching them boys because I figured out I've never. Now my woman goes to the beach every year. I don't never go. She goes with a bunch of them gals that you know from church. women's group.
They can't come home till they've had a good cry, right?
Yeah, you can't come home when you're crying, then you can come on home. Anyway. Well, that was happening at the meeting, too. The meetings they have ain't never over. You hear them bawling, and they start walking out the door then.
Time to go home, boys.
It's okay to go home. I don't know what it is about that. But anyway, I went down there. She said, now, you got to go early and get us, because you got an umbrella and two chairs with your condo.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down there to save a spot, you know. And you go down there, and all the men are down there just standing. They're just standing around by this umbrella. This is mine, you know. Put a towel over it. I put my drink cup over it. I went down there drinking coffee and put my Yeti over it. And some of them down there fishing, but ain't nobody catching.
They just fishing.
So I'm like, no, this ain't a good spot.
This one.
So I didn't ever buy my last. I thought about it.
You should have drug one out the back of that catamaran.
Because there was sand fleas everywhere. You digging that sand, you finding some sand fleas. But
there you go.
I didn't see. One guy caught a shark and some kind of long fish.
Probably barracuda.
I don't know what it was.
Probably barracuda.
I don't know. I wasn't close enough to see, but I could
shape,
see.
They're like a bullet.
It was long and silver.
Shaped like a bullet.
Barracuda. So that was about it.
That was it.
But them old boys putting them tent things up, they was pretty handy. They had a four-wheeler and a trailer, and this one guy had a drill. He'd drill in that sand, other guy stab that umbrella right behind him. They put out about 100 umbrellas in about 15 minutes.
Really?
And chairs. They was getting it. Mm. They had it down pat. But anyway, beach ain't so much for me, but hey,
preach.
You do what your woman wants to do in the summertime, she leaves you alone in the wintertime.
Preach. That's why I'm headed down there this weekend.
That's right.
You know? Well, we'll be back right after
that. There you go.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hear any crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com and it's delicious.
That's it. Yeah, I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin, with the Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
Well, hey, give us snacks.
I can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Godwin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix.
Uh-huh.
Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruit, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody. As is proof here, everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We on a five-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
They got some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. What
did everybody do? Get Monster Day?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/nuts. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/nuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/nuts.
They're delicious.
Guy, when you're on vacation, what best thing you ate while you was down there? You found you some good doodles?
I found me some. I ate at this one place. I forget the name of it, but it was like you went down this road, just bumpy everywhere, but that's where all the locals went. And it was out on a pear, rickety old pear. But you talking about good.
Good. What'd you eat?
I got some shrimp, and I got some kind of fish, some mahi.
Yeah.
Got some of that, and it was good. So.
That's a green one?
Yeah. Yeah.
I see him.
Green and chartreuse.
Maui wowie.
No, that's that stuff you smoked in college.
Yeah.
No.
Mahi is good.
Dorado. It's got a bunch of different names.
I got some sushi one night. That was good.
There you go. You was living your best life, wouldn't you? Did you play putt-putt?
No.
Golly.
Oh,
man. Ride a go-kart?
No. they had some up there that looked just like them baby NASCARs.
Really?
Yeah. You got inside it.
Oh, my goodness. You should have done
that. But everything was full. I figured after Memorial Day, everybody'd be gone.
No, the Memorial Day is like, what flag they wave? Oh, green flag at a NASCAR race. And Memorial Day like the green flag.
Yeah.
At the end of August 1st, like the checkered flag. That's when it starts slowing down. It's just a dadgum hot. You can't stand it down there.
They're flying that red flag on that lifeguard stand a couple of days.
Don't get in there?
It was an undercurrent. You could feel it, boy.
Really?
Well, yeah, when you had to get in there to pee.
That's right, boys.
How much urine is in the ocean?
There ain't no telling.
All of it?
All of it
eventually makes it there.
Yeah. We seen dolphins, seen a shark.
Saw a shark?
Yeah.
Big one?
Yeah, he was pretty big.
Wasn't
he? Run?
When he was on that catamaran.
Oh.
He come right up under one of them there, whatever you call them, runners.
Really?
Mm-mm. Big old thing.
You could have caught him.
He wasn't as big as that, and we seen. Remember we went with them boys that done all that free diving?
Oh, yeah.
But he wasn't that big, but he was a good one.
No, but that thing that we saw was a monster.
Yeah, and them boys wanting to get in the water with him.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. He was one of them that, a white tip or something, one of them that killed all them boys over that had that plane crash over in the Pacific. He was the same kind as them.
Wait.
Big old giant thing.
They were in a plane crash.
Yeah.
And then they got eaten by a shark.
Well, their plane went down, and then, yeah, they all got ate by sharks.
That's a bad day.
Yeah.
Unless you're the shark.
I'm just saying, how unlucky are you to have a plane crash and then you survive it only to be eaten by a shark?
Yeah. But that's the same kind of shark that was out there in the middle of the Atlantic, and them boys said, man, we'd sure like to get in the water with it. I said, well, let me know how it turns out.
Yeah. Your boy's out.
Yeah.
I'll drive.
Well, you're going to have to if we're going to get on.
I ain't got no interest in getting in there with that rascal.
No.
He big. He took half our tuna from
it. Things eat you.
Yeah.
You ever been in a wrestling match with a shark?
Nope, but I was in Virginia Beach in the underground big aquarium they got.
Oh.
And my peripheral vision, all I seen was teeth. Coming into my peripheral vision, and then the rest of it came. You're talking about a killing machine. That is a killing machine. Because did you know if they break a front tooth off, it just automatically, what's left, if anything's left, it falls out, and they've got it on a chain, and they roll another one into the front, and it grows in the back.
There you go.
They're never without...
Something to eat you with.
No. They're never without their teeth, sharp teeth.
They got like three rows of them.
Well, I've never heard of a shark being called snaggle tooth.
Hey, and they're at a 45-degree angle. So when, I don't know how fast a shark swims.
Real.
But it's fast. If he hits you, you're fixing to lose whatever he hit. Whatever part of the body he hit you on, you lost that.
He gone.
Good grief.
That is why.
When did you go to an aquarium in Virginia?
When my son was stationed up there.
Okay. Is it a good aquarium?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. If you're there, you need to go. It's like going to a first-rate, first-class zoo.
That's the first time he said something that didn't pertain to Alabama, Germany, or Vietnam.
Or North Carolina.
Oh, no, no, but hey, no, it's worth going to see. Okay, because they've got it all in the aquarium.
The Virginia Aquarium.
Hey, you know, I like aquarium.
Oh, we seen a sea turtle.
Did you?
Sure did.
Oh, I had one of them come up to my, I was on a surfing board in Hawaii.
Good curry.
No, no,
feeding?
I'm serious, and it blew my lady, swimmer.
Careful.
She was there. No, no, she was there to take care of me.
Oh. What?
You know, and it blew her mind. She lives in Hawaii and has might not lives her life in the ocean.
Duck Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
No, no. I'm serious. Hey, look, I'm talking about this sucker was as big as around this table. And he comes up, I'm like this, petting his head.
You petted his head?
Oh, yeah. This thing was humongous. And this lady is just freaking out, telling me, what is it with you?
Somebody get Christine on the phone to verify this.
No, no. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, I've been in the ocean all my life, and I ain't never had one of the sea turtles come up to my board.
It's because we're using paper straws. I'm
sorry. You know, I said, well, hey, look, animals like me.
Yeah.
They use a whisperer.
You know, hey.
That's because they know not to fear you.
His skin felt weird.
I don't think you're supposed to touch him.
Well, I couldn't help it. He kept right up against the board against my leg.
No, I'm with you. I'd have petted
him. I would,
no,
too.
I just, yeah. Hey,
people are serious about
it. I was just, easy, big guy. Easy, you know?
Yeah.
But it literally blew the girl's mind. She was talking about, what is it?
Si was seconds away from making a Disney movie.
Oh, no, no,
he was about to ride that turtle.
No, no, that was the coolest thing for that stupid thing, because I'm looking and something's coming up. I can see it coming up, and I'm going, hey, yo, I'm like, yo.
And in that moment, they got the inspiration for Moana's grandmother.
Oh, no, I understand it. Hey, it was wild looking.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, people are serious about sea turtles.
Oh, no. Sea turtles are awesome.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're beautiful.
Let's just
they
be
really
honest.
Are.
Let's be honest. All turtles are pretty stinking cool.
They're very big.
Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah. I love a box turtle.
That zoo in Tyler turtles the size of this room.
Tortoises.
I used to until I found out who are their bunk mates.
Who's that? Box turtle?
No, yeah, box turtle.
Or the gopher tortoises.
Well, the one that's got the box, he can close it whole like it's like a garage door comes up. That one. Their bunk mates are rattlesnakes.
Well, wouldn't you live with them, too, if you was at the bottom of the food chain?
No.
All you got to do is close that garage door.
Turtle's fine, but the bunk mate, nah.
He ain't into rattlesnakes.
Yeah, I ain't into rattlesnakes, you know.
No, you can take the rattle off of that. You ain't into snakes. It don't
matter. Well, I don't like, forget the rattles and anything else. If it crawls slithers on his belly, I got one thing for him.
What?
A 22.
And that's something to blow his head off with.
You know? Well, we'll be back right after this.
That's funny.
Crabs, them crabs running on them beach, they run sideways. I don't see how they do that.
Did you chase them?
I tried to run sideways. I was like, nah.
I like the one that's just got one claw.
One claw.
Yeah. That don't matter. They just, they ought to go this way, but they go this way.
And there's literally millions of them in the marsh grass. Because I went over a bridge when I was in Virginia.
Back to Virginia.
Okay. And look, the tide was out. And I'm telling you, I bet you there was at least a million.
One-armed crabs?
One-armed crabs with little bitty shell on the back of it.
Did any of them say they were so shiny?
No, but there was a lot of them.
It was?
So, hey, that's why you never see any carcasses in the ocean.
Wait, there's a such thing as a one-armed crab?
Well, no.
Well, he just told you they were.
I just told you that,
dummy. A fiddler crab.
When you going to quit doubting him, son?
I ain't never heard of no one-armed crab.
Yeah.
I thought they all had two.
Hey, look, you go
as
down there.
As opposed to fiddler on the roof?
You go down there in Key West, and they got them crabs that live on the ground, on land. And them suckers is some hammers.
But I mean, how mad would you be if you were born to look like this with just one, like.
No, no, that's what's so unique about it.
Well,
he's got one cloud.
He got another one over there. It just ain't much to it.
Well, but hey, the only thing you notice is the big one, big pincher.
Well, yeah, that's to keep the sun out of his eyes.
Do you think some of them are left-handed and some of them are right-handed?
Well, according well, to
only so far I'm looking. That's all right-handed.
Oh, this one's lefty.
Yeah, there's a lefty. There's a southpaw.
That wasn't a southpaw.
That one right
it's
there.
On the right side.
He's looking at you.
And the other one's right-handed.
Your left or my left side? Which one we on?
Well, I'm looking. Okay, yeah. He's looking at me. His right.
Either way.
Okay.
I didn't know there was such thing.
But anyway, I guess it could be left-handed.
That's where they got the
name
from.
Fiddler. I just can't wait to see where we end up after this break.
More.
Well, no. Facts. Hey, it just hit me about that one-armed crab.
One-armed bandits.
No, my point was we've been to Virginia.
But yeah. You noticed we never.
Hawaii.
We went to an aquarium.
You know,
marsh.
It's actually something to see if you see a carcass in the ocean.
A carcass?
Yeah.
It would be incredible to see.
Hey, or a body. Okay, because if it's there long, it's gone. Something's going to eat it.
What is a carcass? A porpoise?
No, a body.
Oh, a carcass.
Carcass.
A carcass, whatever. Okay.
It's like a barbarous, but different.
Yeah, it's like a body.
So you know, you're saying if there's a
dead body.
If there's a carcass in the ocean.
You don't see them, I'll tell you.
It's the ocean.
Cleanup crew. There's always a cleanup crew ready and willing if in the ocean.
Well, they're pretty efficient up here in these piney woods.
Well, no, that's true.
Between the buzzards, the flies, and maggots.
Yeah.
They gone.
Yeah.
They ain't there.
It don't take it long.
Yeah. Like ants. You know how to tell a male ant from a female ant?
Oh, hold on.
The big claws.
I think this is a joke.
No. No. It's a big joke. They've got.
You throw them in the water. If it sinks, it's a girl ant. But if he floats, it's a boy ant.
That's pretty good.
He's buoyant.
He's buoyant.
Yeah.
I thought he's a buoyant boy. If it was okay. A boy aunt, it'd be your uncle.
Oh.
Well, it's something like they can lift 12 times their body weight.
Huh?
Yeah.
Boy ants or girl ants?
No.
Or buoys.
I would say the boy ants. Buoyant. The buoyant.
12 times their body weight?
Yeah. It may be more than that. I just know this. It's amazing what they can lift.
How much can you lift?
5,000 times their body weight.
Is it?
5,000 times.
Oh, okay. I knew somebody. I knew when I said it, I knew I was wrong.
How much do you weigh, Simon?
I weigh 172.
All right.
That's because they're so small, what they pick up is small.
Yeah, but no.
Five times their body weight is still small.
No.
It still don't weigh.
If you're talking about 5 times their weight,
5,000 times.
5,000 times their
weight.
Well,
what do they weigh? You can't even feel them till they bite you.
Well, I'm just saying, it's still a feat.
It would be like if Cy could lift 860,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Which is,
there you go, 860,000 pounds.
Which is about the size of a large yacht.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive, Cy.
Oh, no. That's why I tell you. Yeah.
So you ain't an ain't?
Well, no. That's like the hummingbird. Okay.
Oh, man, here we go.
Oh, no, because, hey, this is the coolest thing. A hummingbird does not flap his wings just up and down.
Yes, it, huh?
He don't flap his wings up and down.
Side to side.
A hummingbird does a figure eight, and it's 180 wing beats per second.
That's fast.
That's why he can go. He go any way he wants to go.
He's like a drone.
And his wing beak
are
figure eight. But you got to think about it. A figure eight wing beat.
Yeah.
180 beats per second.
80 times a second.
I just wish y'all.
Nope.
I looked it up.
What did it say?
They flutter their wings 80 times per second.
Oh, 80.
They do not flap their wings. They rotate them in a figure eight.
Yeah.
And then they go.
Oh, if you ever heard one, that's what my aunt grabbed one off a flower.
Is she a girl aunt or a boy?
No. That'd be your uncle.
My aunt is a girl. But, hey, she grabbed a hummingbird. Guess what happened?
She couldn't lift it.
He stuck that beak slammed through her hand.
What?
Well, that ain't very nice.
Yeah.
All the way through?
All the way. You know? And then he said, "Voof!" And he's gone. When she opened it, "Voof!" He backed out.
He must have been eating crawfish.
I'm just telling you. Okay.
What is this podcast even about?
About things that hit my mind.
Nature.
Nature.
Yeah, nature today.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, what's the funnest thing you've done today?
Right here. Right here at the podcast, boy.
It's hard to beat this.
Oh, by the way, did you ever talk to your wife? She called me in a panic looking for you.
No, yeah.
Okay.
We got a phone call from Houston.
Oh.
Okay, so my...
Houston, there's a problem.
No, the problem is fixing to be fixed.
There's a solution?
Oh, yeah.
You're approved?
Yeah, I got a few more steps to go through, but yeah, I've been approved.
Ah.
Hey.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That means you're going to be talking for a while, son.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
Breathing through just wide open lungs.
Well, really, the exhale. Right.
No,
that's what it fixes, the exhale, not the inhale.
The inhale's good. It's just not getting rid of the bad.
There you go.
So you're going to be able to talk twice as much.
Oh, yeah.
And as fast. He's going to be like a hummingbird over
there. We won't get in a word in edgewise.
Then I'll be able to feel my cue even more.
Yeah, baby. That's exciting, Sam.
Well, it is. Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know what it was about.
Yeah, that's why she was trying to run everybody down.
Yeah.
So, hey, have you seen my husband?
Yeah, she needed his
insurance. I went to get my
hair
done.
She needed his checkbook.
Yeah, I went to get my hair done and I come home.
Whoa. Don't breeze over that.
Well, I'm out. Reverse. Run this thing back about 30 seconds.
No, I got this is hair done?
Huh?
You went to
this is hair done?
No, she went to get her hair done.
Oh, I thought you said I was like, whoa. No, sir.
We didn't.
No.
Actually, all this time he's been going to a barber once.
I was wondering where she was going hair. She went to get her hair done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She had a date with a hair lady.
Because if this was you got your hair done, I was going to have to wonder where it was.
Here's what's done with my hair.
Yeah.
That's it. That's about it. Yeah.
I know.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
I heard
And when it gets real like this, I got to use the big side of the comb to get it all tangled.
Not the little side.
Not the little side because that hurts too much.
Side of man has still got the comb that flips over.
Oh, yeah.
Fine teeth on one side, rough on other.
Big teeth on one side to get it straightened out, and then you don't.
Do you keep it in a cup by the sink?
No.
Oh,
it's right there where I got my car keys, my truck keys. Right there where I got my truck keys.
He's a dapper damn man.
Oh, so you leave it
2 weeks from airport.
So the last thing you do before you leave the house is run a comb through your hair.
There you
go. Golly.
Then I'm out the door.
No?
Then I'm out the door.
I wouldn't have pegged you for that.
No. Man.
And then you ride here with a window down?
Nope.
Yeah.
No. And I will say one thing about that new Ford I got.
Tell us about it.
Hey, I could leave meat in that sucker and it wouldn't fall. Leave the air conditioner on. It will run you out of there.
Well, that's good.
And it only goes to 7.
What?
Yeah. And I usually turn it on 2. And then if I drive from here to the podcast, about halfway up, I turn it off.
Are we talking about your air conditioner?
Yeah.
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 It only goes up to 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Oh, and it'll run you out of there.
My truck.
Okay. I've actually got out and had to wipe,
frost off your arm.
Frost off my arm.
95%. If Christine were here, she'd go, no, you didn't.
Hey, that sucker runs down the temperature, son.
Tacos.
You seen the commercial where it goes from infrared to blue? Hey, that's the way it is in my truck when I get out.
Solid blue.
Solid blue. It's freezing everything. Ain't no red. It's solid blue, baby.
What's this a commercial for?
Cold air conditioning. What size telling all of us?
Oh, they got all kind of new things in cold air. They got the little neck band. Okay, and it actually sprays cold air down and up. Okay, then if you go all the way and get the little band around your neck and the new hat, then you got it made.
In case you wanted to know what they were advertising on daytime TV.
That's right. This is supposed to advertise it on daytime
on
TV.
Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
That's right. After
if you watch TV
Gunsmoke.
Land, you that's can right. buy yourself that's a right. hat with but a wait. Fan on it.
Right. But wait.
Hey, and you know what they send with it? A tack light.
And not one, but two.
And then because of all the bright lights, they send you tack Shay.
Well, we'll be back right after that.
I'm sitting here doing this, and the only thing I can think about is, how would you like to be a woodpecker?
Ladies and gentlemen, we were in a break,
and
we just started rolling, and that's what comes out of his mouth.
Right. Hey,
he was hitting a knife on a piece of wood, and that got you to thinking.
I will say one thing about it. They need to do a medical study, and I guarantee you, woodpeckers have a lot of migraine headaches. Okay? There's no doubt in my mind about that.
If you're wondering what the best part of my day was.
Because if you ever been in the woods and heard, burp, burp, that's a woodpecker pecking on a hard oak tree.
Bird facts with Cy Robertson.
No.
And impressions.
I wonder if they ever get a crack, their bill ever cracked.
Yeah.
A bill ever crack.
Oh, I imagine sometimes they probably hit a real soft spot and get hung up. Where it's right.
Trying to get
No. Trying to get a bug. They know the bug's in there, and then they hit the soft spot, and they get their beak hung up. And then you see them.
How much Looney Tunes do you watch on a daily basis?
I'm going to start this. Orange squirrel season, I'm going to go through the woods looking to see if I see a woodpecker hanging.
Just in circles.
That's right.
Spinning circles trying to get out of there.
I tell you what, you'll
his
see him.
Nose just
you'll be,
stuck
no, no. You'll be see him. He upside down.
Oh, no. It is a thing.
What?
Woodpecker gets stuck in. No.
Here you go.
Hey.
Our good friends over at YouTube, Save the Woodpecker. And I feel bad because I think this dude's messing with his bird. Then he pulls him out of the. And he got
his beak.
And he flies off.
He got his beak stuck.
So, you are just a well. What did you just do over there, Martin?
I forgot I had that gun magnet in my hand, and I brought it back close, and that thing jumped out of my hand and scared me to death.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm talking about scared me to death.
What kind of tree and what kind of woodpecker was that? Where's that at?
He ain't from around here.
No, that was a foreign country.
That was a banana tree.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That woodpecker ain't from around here.
No, he's blue.
But I can tell you this much.
He done beat himself black and blue.
Wait, no, I'm not kidding you.
Well, tell me.
Science.org, that got to mean it's true. On January 7th, 2021, they finally figured out why woodpeckers don't get stuck in trees. It's a very long article.
I tell you, they done a study on it.
They did a study on it.
But they're saying they don't get stuck.
Well, I think they're incorrect.
They can move lower beaks independently.
Well, yeah, it's a mile.
They can what? They can lower.
I can move mine independently.
Can you?
Hey, me too.
But they're moving together.
No.
Just move your top lip.
Apparently.
No, they synced
both
up.
Both of them, they're synced.
He said, yeah, it's a mile.
There he is. There he is, boys. Bam. 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 Bam.
Is this slow motion or is this? Oh, yeah. Look, slow motion. So,
all right. Here we go.
That's the ivory bill.
Sure is.
No, that's a pileated.
Nope. I think so. That's the other one.
Where's the red?
I don't know the name of you.
I don't know. That was a very short video.
He's a cousin to the ivory bill.
Well, yeah. They're both woodpeckers.
Well, no. I'm saying the whatever he said it was.
Huh?
Pileated.
He's a cousin pileated to the ivory bill.
Who's?
First cousin.
Who's your first cousin?
Huh?
What?
Hobbses.
The main Hobbses.
The
main old Hobbses.
Yeah, and the Hales.
Oh, what an episode.
Hey, you got to understand, H.H.
Honey Hole?
No.
Superstar. Oh.
Hobbses and Hales.
Oh.
Hey.
And Robersons? I got Arrowhead.
There you go.
Oh, imagine if you was a woodpecker.
Martin, can you get this thing back on track?
Nope.
Nope. Isn't that your job?
Hey, the train has run off the tracks.
Hey, 146 of them, and I finally lose it. We are.
Hey, that's it, boys. Hey.
One out of 146 ain't bad.
We'll need to
No, because now I'm just sitting here thinking about woodpeckers. He has hijacked my mind.
No, a woodpecker is a cool little
thing. You're sitting there at daylight on your deer stand, and you hear them.
Or out there in the middle of the pond. They'll fly out. Them little redheaded ones will fly all the way out there to the middle of the pond on them dead snags.
Yeah.
Pretty old thing.
Yeah.
That's the ones with the holes in it.
Yeah.
When you said that, I just remember last year we're in the duck blind. The sun is just peeking up in the east, just the top of it. And guess what lights on a bush? And it's about 25 of them.
Sparrow.
No.
Mosquitoes.
Nope.
I'm going to guess woodpeckers?
Nope.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Cardinals. Male
cardinals.
Male cardinals. And he's in full plumage. Red as red. It looked like a Christmas tree. Looked like somebody stuck a Christmas tree in the ground and turned the lights on.
Cause all
sunlight. Because the sunlight was just hitting that buck brush over there. And there was 25 red cardinals. Yeah, looked like a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
It was gorgeous.
Don't they say cardinals is your loved ones coming back to visit you?
I don't know.
I think.
They do.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never like heard that.
Yeah. Who's they? That's
so many
what
things
I want to
about
know.
Birds.
Them.
Yeah, that's you know. So many things about birds.
Yeah.
And flowers, same thing.
Yeah, cardinal, he's a cool.
Yeah. Hold on.
I don't know nothing about flowers except it makes women happy.
Growing up, when I got my first BB gun, you got your butt whooped if you killed a mockingbird, a cardinal.
Oh, birds are awesome.
Any kind of
I send you this picture. Old Kevin Peel and them were fishing.
KP?
And they were out in the middle of the Gulf, and a dang yellow-billed cuckoo went and landed on their boat with them.
What?
For those of you that don't know, the old-timers call them a rain crow.
What was it?
You hear them before a rain. Yellow-billed cuckoo.
How does a bird get in the middle of the ocean?
Because he coming back home.
Oh, he going for it because they went
so
to
they migrate, yeah. They go across the Gulf, cut the Gulf, and get into northern South America.
Hey, Captain,
neotropical migrants is what they're
Captain,
called.
Captain, I seen this on Nature.
Birds.
Yeah, I seen this on a Nature show. A captain that was, he took people out to fish for marlins and all this big fish, game fish, and he had a seagull. That every time he went out would come and land on his boat.
The same one?
Yeah. And he'd hand feed him.
How do you? That's
probably. No. That was the thing that blew the captain's mind. He said, how in the world did he find me in this boat when I'm going out, you know, 100 miles offshore? And then here's, you know, they even named him. I don't even know what his name was.
They named him Seagull?
Yeah, they had a name for him. Because, hey, he would just show up out of the blue and light on their boat, and they'd hand feed him the rest of the fishing trip.
No matter which way they went.
Didn't make any difference where they went.
He knew the sound of that boat.
He would show up.
Time out, but he could get really high and look.
Well, no, but still, 100 miles offshore from the dock.
That's pretty impressive.
These birds that live out there, that's how you catch them fish.
No.
Get out there and find a
bird. Oh, no, it's nothing funner to watch, okay? I guess they was on mackerel, I guess, a school of mackerel. But they were some kind of seabirds, and it was a lot of them.
Frigate birds.
And, hey, these suckers are bombing out of the sky, you know. And then right before they do, they put their wings straight back and just shoop. And
like a dart.
They go like 20 feet deep.
Yeah, the ocean ain't a good place to be a little fish.
Yeah. You know. But it's amazing to watch it, because all it is you're talking about a splash show. Just
we're gonna have to come up with a new segment and like a jingle of when we do fun facts about birds.
Fun facts.
Oh no,
about
it was
birds.
Something to
fun
see.
This has been 42 minutes.
What's the furthest a bird will migrate?
The furthest.
What's the furthest migrating bird?
Probably, I don't know the name of it. Phil could tell you because he tells the stories all the time. He lives in the Arctic.
A penguin?
No. Some little bird that nests.
I don't think he can fly.
He nests in the Arctic.
Arctic.
There's an urn.
That's what it is.
He's black and white.
Yeah. And hey,
red all over.
He goes to Brazil.
From the Arctic.
He goes
from
55. The Arctic. He goes pole to pole every year.
Well, I know, but he goes to, you know, it's
he goes
Brazil.
To the South
from
Pole.
From Greenland in the north.
I thought
there
wasn't no South Pole.
Well, it depends on if you're a flat earther or not. And we got in trouble by one of our listeners, so we can't talk about that anymore.
But what is it's the Arctic what term?
Weddell sea.
Fern or fern?
What is the Weddell sea?
Fern.
A fern would be a plant.
Yeah. That sucker goes all the way to
that
Antarctica.
That was his problem. He didn't turn.
Well, no, because what they did, look, some students. At Indiana, University of Indiana, they got some. They had a field trip. They got some eggs of the tern. They incubated them. And after the terns had left to go to Brazil, then they actually turned these loose. And look, 2 days later, they're in Brazil with the rest of them.
He's right. Brock's Birds of Indiana. It's in there.
How does this man retain all this? It's incredible.
Discovery Channel.
Well, look.
Fun facts with Si.
It's incredible.
Well, it's seriously, one of the that, hey, when you see it, it's interesting.
Hey, well, when you live that you. Long.
Hey, look,
could you imagine planting
your brain and your kidneys?
No, no, incredible. Hey, that's like the hummingbird. The hummingbird migrates 3,000 miles.
Could you imagine planting
Earth? I think he goes to the Amazon.
Narrating it? No. Hey, here's the deal. This stupid bird right here.
Nope.
Taco. I think he goes to the Amazon, the hummingbird.
Or well, where does he start?
Huh? Wherever he's at.
Yeah, he's a neotropical migrant, too.
Yeah, he goes all over the United States.
Where'd he start at?
Wherever.
And he just goes to, what'd you
I
say?
I guess it depends on which one you want to look at as a start.
Yeah.
But it's always summer in his world.
Yeah.
He leave down there at the start of fall. He get up
he
here
goes,
in summer.
He makes the route when everything is in bloom.
Yeah, they all doing the same thing ducks
I tell you what, there is a big explosion of around here.
What?
Them stinking whistling ducks.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
I thought you was going to say deer flies, though, because they bad, too.
Well, yeah, but.
Whistling.
I'm talking, we're talking about
what
birds.
Where do they must leave before hunting season. Do they migrate south before hunting season?
Yeah, well, they don't usually come up here, but they have in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, I told you, everything's coming.
They get gold. And we need to get gold. Let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this. All right, we're back.
And we're back to
the fan section. Emails are here. What's in there, James?
Hello at duckcallroom.com. Drop me an email about birds, I guess, because that's what
that's
we're
That's a pretty jig right there.
And now we're back to fishing bait. Godwin, you didn't know this, but we got people engaged because of the power of this podcast.
That's right.
That's wow. Awesome.
New favorite thing ever. And Lizzie emails in from Dallas, Texas. Who knows if she's from Dallas?
Big D, boy. Hey,
did she go to the All-Star race?
She doesn't say. But she's an identical twin, and she says congratulations to Martin on having twins.
There you go.
And she did say, look, if one of them wakes up crying, just go ahead and wake up the other one. That way you don't have to wake up twice. That's her advice to you. But
there you go.
Yesterday.
You heard it from a twin.
She emailed a couple days ago, her boyfriend proposed to her.
There you go.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
is this,
Lizzie.
Is this good news?
Of course I said yes, so
okay.
It's good news.
Okay.
Oh, good
of course.
News.
All okay. Right, so since we now have a wedding to plan, what is something y'all wish you would have done on your wedding day or something you wish you wouldn't have done? Any advice would be great. Wedding advice from four dudes that are in a duck call room.
Here's my advice to you, young lady. Don't spend a bunch of money, or don't let your parents spend a bunch of money.
It don't last very long, and you're always
ready to
get out of
there. And the reason I say this, I had a friend that spent $150,000 on a wedding for his daughter. Less than 6 months, they was divorced.
Well, they're not going to get divorced.
Well, I'm just saying, hey.
But if you do a bunch of activities and all that, you got to hang around.
Don't spend a lot of money.
You can't leave. You're stuck there.
Yeah.
That is
it's
true.
It's not worth it. Save your money because you'll need it. You'll need it later, especially when kids start coming along and all this other stuff.
Take pictures first.
Yeah. Get that over with.
Si says, have
that's my best advice for you.
Terrible.
Don't spend a lot of money on a wedding.
That's
all right,
not
justice
terrible
of the peace.
Go to have a wedding.
Hey, take
Lizzie.
The pictures at the. I got an idea. Take the pictures at the rehearsal dinner. If you're not going elope.
What?
That'd be the best thing.
I'm with John on that. Don't spend a bunch of money.
This is why I thought we shouldn't read this.
Hey, this is 51 years of experience talking.
You gave your wife a cigar wrapper, and then turns out it was a $16 ring.
That's what I'm talking about. But, hey, now she's toting one around on it to knock your eyes out.
Okay.
Okay.
Martin, do you have any good advice?
Eat.
Yeah.
Eat and be merry.
I'll say this.
Eat.
We paid a bunch of money. I didn't pay no money.
Eat,
Allison's
eat
parents
merry,
paid a bunch
boys.
Of money for food that I didn't get to eat.
Yeah, eat.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because you're stuck going around in circles. Everybody's. You end up not even really spending a lot of time with the person you just married because you're having to talk to everybody else, say thank you for coming.
B-Y-O-M.
Close.
Bring your own meat. Just light that grill.
Close family and close friends and have an informal
I will say this, Lizzie. If your parents are going to pay for the wedding, if I could go back in time, I'd say, hey, what's the budget on this thing? And you, let's knock that down a little, and you just give me the cash. I like that idea. And then go on like a really cool honeymoon.
Oh, I didn't tell you that. That's what the father told the daughter. Told me, hey, I'll give you and your intended $100,000 or I'll throw you a big wedding. And them two said, okay, throw us a big wedding. And then less than 6 months, they're divorced.
Weddings are fun.
They're a waste of money.
They're not a they're a celebration of Lizzie and her husband.
Hey, I can celebrate and fiance. Also do it cheaply.
You can sell
it. Okay, call me a cheapsteak if you want to. I'll take it. Right, okay, but I'm just saying, hey, save your money, close friends and family, and hey,
if you have
minimum,
if you have a set budget, spend it on the honeymoon.
That's, there you go.
I just remember getting done, getting back, and like I was so hungry.
Yeah,
yeah.
And there was nothing because I'm so glad it's over. I was like,
and I can get back to my life.
Well, not really. I had to come back and film Duck Dynasty the next day, but my wife still don't let me forget that one.
That's it, boys. Hey,
honeymoon.
I had to come back to work.
Go on an awesome vacation. Put your phones in the hotel room and go do it. Whatever it is that you two like doing, if it's the beach, if it's the mountains, go do that.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Do whatever you want to do. Just remember to eat.
The main thing is... Love each other every morning you get up and every night.
Either eat or order two pizzas the night before and slap them in the refrigerator. That way you got something to eat when you get back.
Or order a pizza right when you leave. I love
that.
Yeah. All right, last one. Julio from Texas.
Waylio.
Julio.
I like it.
This is a little bit opposite of the last one. My high school girlfriend that I've been dating for a year.
Okay.
Just broke up with me.
Uh-oh. Time invested, time lost. Okay. Well, hey, look, I'm just being honest here. Okay.
Stop lying.
I just ran a cost-benefit analysis and
well,
said.
Well, look, hey, no, I got some good advice for him.
You don't even know what his question is.
Well, put the question
you
to
do know what his question is. The breakup wasn't on bad terms, but he feels a little lost and alone. He is a believer in Christ, but what do I do to cope with this? Time invested time.
The only thing I can tell you is, okay, it's like riding horses. If you get bucked off, hey, put your foot back in the stirrup, get back on it, and try it again, boys. Hey.
So Si said, run it back.
Hey, that's it.
I say it's a summertime and go fishing.
Yeah.
Well, no. Hey.
But
look,
you do you.
Hey, honestly, okay. This is the serious part.
Okay.
It happens.
Yep.
Okay. There's a lot more beautiful women out there. Okay. And look, trust me when I tell you this, God has already got one picked out for you. It may be her or it may be another one.
But there's a horse in the stable.
Hey, but hey, look.
Somewhere.
She's in the barn somewhere. Okay. So all you got to do is hang in there, my man. Okay. When time comes, okay. You know, time fixes everything. And look,
I don't know if he's...
The Bible even says in Ecclesiastes 3:1, there is a time for everything. Okay, right now there's a time to reflect.
And fish.
And be
and fish, and then move on.
Yeah, you're in high school.
You're in high school. You're young.
You don't even know yourself yet.
Yeah, you don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
Because, hey, I'm 74, and I don't even know who I am.
He thought he was 64 for a second.
Hey, I figured 10 years younger on this deal, boys.
My man.
But that's our advice to you, man. Hey, look, life's too short.
I love you.
Yo. Everybody's going to hit a few potholes in their travels on this earth. Okay, hey. You know, if it busts a tire, hey, get your tire fixed and replaced and move on. Go on down the road.
There you go.
Jane, do you want to wrap this one up?
Not really. I'm having the time of my life today.
My man done turned into a loose cannon. He had a good nap.
Hey, I'm on the roll today.
Well, since it was the bird episode, I can think of no better verse than Matthew 6:26-30. Do you know how it starts?
No.
Look at the birds in the sky. By the way, Jesus is saying this. Pay attention. Look at the birds in the sky. They don't plant or harvest. They don't even store grain in barns, yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. Julio, aren't you worth much more than birds? Can worry make you live longer? Why worry about clothes? Look how the wildflowers grow. They don't work hard to make their clothes. But I tell you that Solomon, with all his wealth, wasn't as well clothed as one of them. God gives such beauty to everything that grows in the fields, even though it is here today and thrown into a fire tomorrow. God will surely do even more for you. That's it, baby.
Hey.
Right. Amen. There.
That's where it's at.
Love it. We'll see y'all next time right here.
That's where it's at, boys.